News, I'm Ben Thomas. The latest development in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, the first surveillance images. Julie Walker has details.
The person in a mask with a handgun holster were caught on camera outside Nancy Guthrie's front door the night she went missing. The FBI releasing video and still shots Tuesday, seemingly the first major break in the case. All you see are eyes and the slightest bit of mouth. The footage also shows the person trying to cover the camera with part of a plant they pull up from the yard. FBI Director Kash Patel posting the images and video on X, saying they are from the morning of her disappearance. Her daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, posting, "We believe she is still alive. Bring her home." I'm Julie Walker.
An affidavit unsealed Tuesday shows the FBI relied on years-old claims of fraud to obtain a search warrant to seize ballots from election offices in Fulton County, Georgia. The probe began with a referral from an administration official who tried to help President Trump overturn his 2020 election loss. On Capitol Hill, the acting head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement defended his officers at a House hearing.
"To anyone who thinks they can intimidate us, you will fail."
Todd Lyons telling lawmakers,
"Despite these perils, our officers continue to execute their mission with unwavering resolve. And we are only getting started."
Congressman Dan Goldman,
"People are simply making valid observations about your tactics, which are un-American and outright fascist."
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says after a conversation with President Trump's border czar and chief of staff, he believes the federal immigration crackdown in the state could end soon. The National Governors Association annual conference is unraveling after President Trump did not invite some Democrats to events. And Moderna says the FDA is refusing to consider its application for a new flu vaccine made with mRNA technology. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been a critic. This is AP News. More Jeffrey Epstein fallout, this time in the entertainment world. Jennifer King has the story.
Grammy-winning singer Chappell Roan has left the Wasserman Agency, the sports marketing and talent management company led by Casey Wasserman, who's also the longtime chairman of the organizing committee for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games. Wasserman's name appears in recently released files on Jeffrey Epstein. He's not accused of any wrongdoing, but in 2003, he exchanged flirtatious emails with Ghislaine Maxwell, which he now says that he deeply regrets. Chappell Roan did not name Epstein in her statement on Instagram, in which she says she believes meaningful change in the music industry requires accountability and leadership that earns trust. Her departure follows similar statements by several other music acts leaving the Wasserman roster, including the bands Beach Bunny and the Dropkick Murphys. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.